an empire only lasts for so long. Something always changes, and it has to do with human behavior, and especially having the world's reserve currency. I went to France for the very first time in 1969, and you could actually get a higher exchange rate for the French franc compared to the dollar if you had $50 or $100 bills. They would give you a higher exchange rate for $100 bills than they would $101 bills. And it was because they wanted to get the currency in, and they were exchanging that for gold. We tend to think that because we do things a certain way, that everybody else is going to do things exactly the same way. And that's absolute rubbish. In warfare, inevitably, you're always fighting the last war. And quite bluntly, I mean, the United States hasn't won a war since World War II. The United States didn't win the war then. The Soviet Union did. So we don't know what victory in war looks like, but the Russians do, and the Iranians do, and they've been preparing, and quite bluntly, they're far better prepared. And some of the stuff, I would be really interested in talking to somebody like Joe Kent about warfare, because we talk about drones, okay, $50,000 drones that Iran fires against Tel Aviv, and they shoot $2, $3, or $4 million Patriot missiles, and they shoot down the drone. I have seen a demonstration, and I've seen it years ago, of tiny drones that had 1 gram of explosive, and they could set the drone up to attack a specific person.
Yeah.
We think in terms of large drones, a drone with 500-mile range. That's absolutely remarkable. But how about a drone with, say, 500-meter range that you have programmed to land on anybody's hair that is orange?
Thank God I'm not a redhead.
Exactly. But strange enough, I'm going to say nobody's writing about it. Nobody's talking about it. Warfare has changed more in the last 4 years. It started with Ukraine, Russia. And certainly, when you look at what the Iranians are doing, they're incredible. And they're virtually invincible. And they've gone through 47 years of sanctions. How do you screw with somebody that you've been sanctioning for 47 years? And the answer is, you can't.
Yeah. Bob, before we wrap up, I want to ask our listeners if you can tell us what 321 Gold and 321 Energy is all about, and if you can tell us how we can find you.
In 2000, actually in 1999, in late August, early September of 1999, my wife and I looked around and we said, you know, everybody hates gold. Now, this is what bottoms look like. And we were investing in juniors at the time that would have 2 or 3 or 4 million ounces of gold in the ground, and they would be selling for less than the cash they had on hand. And we looked at silver in 2001, and in November 2001, silver got down to about $4.03 or $4.01. It had been $50 an ounce in 1980, And 21 years later, it was selling for 8% of what it was selling for in 1980. He said, "This is what a bottom looks like." And we started a website. We had been in the computer business, and we had done well, not so well that we were wealthy, but well enough we didn't have to go out and work. And we said we wanted to start an information site for retail investors. And everybody at the time was sending out pieces of paper with recommendations. And there was a lot of actual tremendous opportunity back in 2000 and 2001. And we hit the bottom. It was absolutely accurate. Every article that I've ever written is still on the website. You can go back and read what I wrote in May of 2001, months before we started the website. And I predicted exactly what was going to happen and that it was the bottom, and it absolutely was the bottom. I do it now because I'm bored silly. My wife died 7 years ago, and I've got to have something to do, so I still run the website. But when a financial system collapses, and our financial system is collapsing right now, and Martin Armstrong's been very direct about that as well, the only safe way to retain what you've worked for is to have assets, real assets. And that's not just gold and silver, that's uranium, that's copper, that's oil, that's all kinds of things. You want to invest in things that are real. But I think the website is a big contribution. We've been doing it longer than anybody else except Kitco and Gold Eagle. And it's a dangerous time, but it's an exciting time if you can learn to ask the right question and if you can learn to think for yourself. One of the things, and nobody ever talks about this, and perhaps we should talk about this right now. Everybody in the world, not just Americans, has access to more information today than they've ever had in history. You go back to 1928, 1929, the Kennedys, the Bernard Baruchs, the really oligarchs with all the money, they knew something bad was coming. But the guy on the street didn't know that because he didn't have access to that kind of information. I'm not saying everything on the internet is accurate. Easily half of it is total bullshit. However, everything that you're being told is 100% bullshit. So if you're only eating 50% bullshit, that's a good solution. But we
All
have
about the
access. Yeah, exactly. It really is. They're only lying to you half the time. You go to this administration, they're lying to you 100% of the time. But it's an information website. It's free. I cover a lot of topics. I am more than happy to publish alternative points of view. But it's an interesting time to be alive. We're going to see more changes sooner than anybody realizes. We're at a exceptionally important tipping point. There was a tipping point in 1492. What was the period called after the collapse of Rome until 1492?
The Renaissance.
No, the Renaissance was after that. It was called the
the
Dark Ages.
No, yeah, the Dark Age and then the Renaissance, yeah. So
And then the Renaissance, and strange enough, that's a really good analogy. Porter Stansberry's written an interesting book called 2029, The End of America. And he predicts, I think, with 100% accuracy, the American Empire is going to collapse for the same reason Rome's empire collapsed, and that is they went from honest money into dishonest money. And everything in our society now, we're lied to at every level. The government cheats, steals, gets us involved in wars you cannot possibly win, lies about the success of the war, and there's no purpose to the war. So we live in the interesting times, but the difference between 1929 and today is people have access to a lot more information, and if they can sift through the nonsense and understand when somebody's telling them the truth. Guys like Porter Stansberry, guys like Martin Armstrong have some important messages.
Hey guys, Andy here. If you like this clip, please click in the show notes below to get the full interview or in the link in the discussion to get the full interview. We launched NRS World recently, and if you want to be a part of that community, please feel free to subscribe. It'll help us grow the channel to get you the best geopolitical guests that we can come up with and to help you stay informed. See you over there.